Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's December 9th, 2015. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, where it's getting colder. It's actually getting to be winter, which is the most beautiful time of year here in Florida. Every place else it has lovely summers and then very cold winters. And here, our summer is so hot, it's almost unbearable. And winter is the beautiful time of year. And so everybody is happy here now because it's getting to be winter. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about something entirely different. My guests are developing, well, what they want to do is they want to change the world of beauty. Change completely how we think about it and the kinds of products that we're using. And they have some very interesting ideas. Now, they actually don't have their products on the market yet, but they have a Kickstarter campaign. So if you're listening to this and you're interested in what they're saying and want to participate in their Kickstarter program, you can just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and look for today's show, and you will see the link to their Kickstarter program, which I could say to you, but you would not remember. So anyway, these two young men are from Germany, but they live in Germany, but they're currently in Australia. So we're talking to them via Skype from the other side of the world, at least the other side of the world from me. They might be just exactly where you are. My guests are Tom Wennerstrand and Ben Okamoto. Hi, Tom.
Hello,
and Ben.
From sunny Australia. We're currently enjoying some 35 to 40 degrees weather, Celsius, that is.
Celsius.
opposite to your feeling, but maybe I'm going to be looking forward to going back to winter Europe after 1 month of the sun here.
Yeah. So, Tom, why don't you? I know that Tom started, listeners. Tom started. He developed this idea, and then Ben has been working with him. So, Tom, why don't you start and tell us what motivated you to come up with this huge, different way of looking at the world of beauty, and how did all that happen?
Well, hello, hey. That's an interesting question, and. Definitely it wasn't that straightforward as to think of that, to begin with. For the past 10 years, I worked as a hair and makeup artist, various different countries and for the fashion industry. And it has allowed me to see, dedicated people working and for creative on this creative field, and to be able to come to this conclusion and to be able to offer these solutions was a long winded process that first had to enable me to see through the most apparent layer of beauty that we are all offered to kind of get a deeper connection to how it resonates on a cellular level to make it more synchronized and more harmonized with how we want to feel and what are our conscious pursuits of health, beauty and happiness, and how this could be more in tune with what the products are actually made of, so that this kind of health, beauty, and happiness would resonate better on all levels.
So, Tom, was there like an aha moment for you? Like you're working in the beauty industry. I mean, I think that this is quite a change, and I see this over and over in the guests I have on the show, where they're working in a certain industry and then they go, no, this is too toxic, and I need to do something. And so was there, you were working in the beauty industry for all these years, and now you're like wanting to have something be that is like polar opposite to what you've been doing. So what was that? What happened that made you, that was the change point?
I think it's well said about about how this could be viewed as an opposite, but at the same time it felt like that there is a surface that I was working on literally, and but there was also this kind of budding interest to scratch that surface a little bit deeper and see what's going on underneath. One of the really kind of enlightening moments for me was to see so many models who are top models of the world being they're real themselves. They're real natural themselves. Young mm-hmm. girls who are working as their with their skin and hair as their working medium, and how in tune they seem to be with less is more thinking, which many times is in stark contrast of their employers' views. But that seemed to resonate with me. It's like if you could have a just see the natural presence of someone who has kind of taken it to their heart to not only look good but want to feel good while looking good, and how that person tells that I get over this skin stressors that my work exposes me to. I get over them with coconut oil or exchange tips with their fellow friends on the fashion week, sitting next to each other and telling that how did you fix your hair because this work is taxing for the hair because the hair has been blow dried and curled so much throughout the time, and these tips were revolving around very natural solutions that have always existed, and this kind of simple less is more approach that seemed to be very very commonplace and kind of intuitively discovered by these girls who most are below under their 20s. That resonated with me and wanted me to kind of look further into this matter.
Well, it's so interesting that you got this viewpoint from listening to women who are selling the other viewpoint. You know, that the solution didn't come from the industrial beauty world, that it came from listening to people whose hair and skin had been damaged by using those products.
Yeah. Yeah.
As their solution.
Yes. And it's that's kind of I always like as a general world view want to think that I always try to see and want to think that instead of trying to see an evil agenda there, I try to see that there's lots of confused people who are just trying to do their best. And
yes.
the moment that you see that something is terribly wrong, you just realize that moment of enlightenment is just that you are less confused than most of your peers and most of the companies on the marketplace, and that's what can create that kind of urge to take action and start furthering the cause, because it will be in quite stark contrast to how content you might have been able to feel until then. And this kind of, it was a journey for me to discover better and simpler skincare solutions when skin's already acting up, when there's already something happening. And that also yeah. something that I recognized myself, that it worked when it seemed like to heal skin, a prescribed medical ointment seemed to exacerbate the situation, and then when I found something natural that would settle it. And
yeah,
finish
your sentence.
No, this is where it all started to it's much bigger picture.
Good. We need to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Tom and Ben. We will let Ben speak. He didn't get to say anything, but we'll get to Ben in the next segment. listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guests today are Tom Winterstrand and Ben Okamoto, and they are developing a new approach to beauty with their company Real Beauty, and they have a Kickstarter campaign. You can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and get the link for that. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. So, and the music stopped too. Okay, good. Well, thank you all listeners for holding on there while we solved our little technical problem here. So my guests today are Tom Winterstrand and Ben Okamoto, and we're talking about their creation, Real Beauty. And Ben, I think it was you on your on your Kickstarter page, you have a lovely video, and I think it was you that said that real beauty is within, and that there was more that you said. Do you want to tell us, make that statement?
Well, actually, that was Tom, but I can talk about that. The whole concept is that it's based around the fact that, you know, every person is born with real beauty within them, and what so many things suitable to enhance that beauty, the only thing suitable for that is natural products,
like a minimal interference.
I like that concept. So many of the commercial products are designed to, like, you put on all this makeup and you look maybe glamorous, but you don't look like yourself. And I remember at some point in my life where, like, when I was a teenager many years ago, all I wanted to do was wear makeup. It was like, I want to look like those models in the fashion magazines. And so I couldn't wait till I was 16 and I could wear makeup. But it didn't look like me. And I remember at some time in my adulthood looking at my face in the mirror and saying, wait a minute, I don't want to look like this. I want to look like myself. And now I actually don't even wear makeup at all unless I am going to be on television or on a webinar or something, and I need to show up for the cameras or have my picture taken. But the rest of the time, I don't wear makeup at all. And when I do, I want to look natural. I just want to wear like a little mascara to enhance my eyelashes. I don't want to have like putting on a whole, you know, I don't know if women still say this, but back in the 50s, people used to say, I'm going to go put on my face. My grandmother used to say that. I have to go put on my face.
I've definitely heard a few drag queens say that in my life, actually.
and real woman too, to an extent. And I think what's behind it is, because I like to see this as not so much of a polarized thing as of you having to choose between the two, but finding that real beauty in the natural you, and embrace that. And that is a discovery journey that I feel like we're all furthest detached when we are teenagers, and then we kind of grow back to, and it can be enhanced greatly if our nutrition and toxic exposure levels are in check, in a way that our skin can be at its best and can heal and our hair can look great on its own and has this kind of chance to show what it has. I also feel that there is a time and place for eyeliner and lipstick, and when that happens, you're actually communicating, and we are the most complex communicating animal on this planet, and mm-hmm. in that sense, I feel like this is the kind of play that we have bought into, but it's all about proportion, and it's beauty is proportion, but also maintaining it is to maintain the beautiful proportion of where the natural preset prevails underneath that all, and that's why I say that I wanted to come up with that with a solution that also I can also go back to the beauty, so a conventional beauty industry world with, and offer it to a makeup artist colleague, for example, who chooses to communicate more through makeup that she's wearing and her clientele. And whereas in this case, I would say that we can just look, take one step back and see that we're actually not talking about two different things, but we're offering intervention where the payoff is the best. So nobody can really see what deodorant or shampoo or body lotion you're using. But in this sense, that is not so much communication. So as we are not communicating with these things, we might as well provide our bodies and ourselves things that they thrive with on this subconscious level.
Yes. There is a difference between putting on the artificial face and supporting one's own natural beauty. And I just think that for someone to do something that makes their skin beautiful and their hair beautiful, like one of the things that I recently did, and we're coming up on the break in about 10 seconds, but one of the things that I worked on last year actually was to get all the hair care products out of my hair. And I did like a hair detox.
Yes.
And so I now have my natural virgin hair, and it's really different. So when we come back, we'll talk more about your products. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Wingad, and my guests are Tom Wennerstrand and Ben Okamoto from Real Beauty, and they have a Kickstarter campaign. We're going to hear about their products when we come back from the break. But if you want to go see their Kickstarter campaign page that talks about all their products, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, look for this show, and click right on the link. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guests today are Tom and Ben from Real Beauty. And we're going to talk now about their concept, not just their products, but their concept, because the whole concept is different. If you go to their Kickstarter campaign page, it says, to revolutionize cosmetics, you have to be more than just toxin-free. And that's what they've done, is that they've created a whole new idea. So tell us about the concept. Tom or Ben?
This is Ben speaking. When Tom told me about the whole approach, I was relatively new to the sort of idea. And so when he told me the approach, I was just so surprised, because I think you can sum it up in the fact that a lot of people just look the other way at really natural and simple products, literally because then they're just not sold in a bottle anywhere or just, you know, available online. So that was kind of our little catchphrase, because basically all of these products are so simple that you can literally make them yourself. So the concept is, this is for people that want the knowledge, that want the ease of use, they can either get them from us or they can take the information and make it themselves at home.
I just want to repeat that, because
I feel like
I want to just repeat what he just said, because I'm having a little static on the transmission here. It's not as clear as it was earlier. Todd, maybe you could check that so we can have a little clearer. Anyway, what Ben just said was that it's about having the products be so simple that you could actually make them yourself. And one of the things that they told me when I talked to them before the show was that part of the plan is to sell the ingredients themselves, so that if you wanted to make them yourself at home, you could. And I thought that was amazing, because the world is so full of trade secrets and things like that. And yet here their concept includes having the information on how to make it yourself or you can buy it. And that's an amazing concept right there. Okay, so I'm told that the listeners can hear what you're saying, so go ahead. Okay, so yeah.
It's kind of like you know, having this home secret recipe that your family's been using for generations, and just your family has it, and you can it's kind of like, you know, sharing these you know, beauty secrets with everyone, and I think that a lot of people will appreciate the fact that you can make it that easy by getting it from us. Or if you want, you can do it at home.
I feel like we're at the moment as a humanity, thanks to internet and being able to communicate so much easier over continents and time zones, that we are actually becoming to this age of becoming more aware of how. Hello.
Hello. I'm not.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Okay. We're.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me. For a while.
Yes.
So, I didn't hear what you just said. So I'm assuming. That, you know what? I've never had so many technical problems on a show as we are having today. But let's just go on and. And the point, what I really want the listeners to know is that the concept here is not that you buy a different product for every use, but you only have 5 products, and those 5 products give you 35 uses. And that's such a radically different concept to me, because not only are they things that anybody could make at home, but you figured out what all the uses are. And so why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's the idea. I would like to add to that our range, which can be seen in its totality on www.realbeauty.life, is actually a bit bigger than 5 products. But why we would like to highlight the 5 products that are our favorites is that we feel that these are the 5 primary family secrets that we would like to make back into this kind of common knowledge of our consciousness as earthlings, knowing how to look after ourselves without creating toxic waste on our skins or to our environment. And the idea is also that this liberates us from needing to navigate the jungle of conventional products, because it's ever increasingly complicated and difficult, and urging you to read more and more smaller ingredient lists to be on par on what's happening and what's going on. And therefore, I feel like nature's answers have always been simple, and they've always been with multiple uses and multiple solutions, and they need to be something that that can be passed down and rediscovered by simply trusting your intuition. So in this sense, these products need to be edible, so that you can safely experiment them. You can try them on your skin. You can try how they work on your hair, and intuitively find a minimum interfere and minimum product requiring beauty regime that looks after and maintains the kind of level of hygiene that we are as modern humans used to. So,
and that's what we're doing different to other organic companies. We don't feel the need to add extra ingredients in the product just to make it a product in everyone's eyes. You know, these simple ingredients have worked for years, and they work so effectively. So what's the point of adding all these extra ingredients? And what we've done is we've made these solutions available And we've packaged them in a really beautiful way. So if you want to, go back to these more honest and simple solutions that have proven to work for centuries, and you have the option of doing so in a quite beautiful way, so you're not missing out on that experience.
Great. When we come back from the break, then I want you to give us some examples of your products and what they can be used for, so that people really get the idea. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guests are Ben and Tom from Real Beauty, and they have a Kickstarter campaign. You can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and click on, find their show and click on the link in order to get to the Kickstarter campaign page. We'll be right back. Can you hear me? I hope so. Can anyone hear me?
Yep, we
okay, good. Okay, I thought I was having problems again. Anyway, my guests today are Tom Winterstrand and Ben Okimoto from Real Beauty. And I actually figured out what their website is. It is realbeauty.life. And if you go to realbeauty.life, you can see a lot more about their products, and there's a link to their Kickstarter campaign. So that's an easy one that you can remember, realbeauty.life. And I apologize for not having that earlier, Tom and Ben. And one thing I wanted to say before we talk about the products in more detail is that I'm looking at products all the time. And we all grew up, I think most people alive today, grew up in a consumer society where you think the first thing that if you want to do something, well, where's the product for it? And that's just the way that we've been conditioned, as by our society. And as I decided that I didn't want to use those toxic products, the first thing I said was, well, what did they do before we had industry? How did they wash their face? How did they clean their house? You know? And so I started looking at formulas that I could make myself at home, as well as looking at products that were less toxic out in the marketplace. But what I've learned as I go through life is that there's a way to do things. Everything has like an ideal way to do it. That there's a way to wash your face. There's an ideal things to put on your face in a very simple, natural way. Nature provides everything that we need to be alive and thrive. And that once you have that information about the correct way to do something, that is the correct way to do it. And you've learned it and that's it. You know, it's like I learned to wash my windows with vinegar and water. And now for the past 30 years, I've been washing my windows with vinegar and water. I didn't need to learn another method. But what we have in the marketplace is we have all these consumer products companies. And this is not, I'm not saying this too because I'm against consumer product companies. I think that consumer product companies could make toxic products or they could make really excellent products. But part of what seems to be inherent in the whole marketplace idea is not what do we need to have good health and what do we need to thrive, but how can we make a new product and how can we make more money? And I'm also not against making money, but there's making money by selling people things that they don't need and make them sick, or there's making money by having honest products that support the environment and support the health of the consumers. And I think that this is exactly what you're doing. Hello?
Yeah. I feel like that's the core philosophy behind it, is that in order for it to be good for whatever purpose you get it for, it needs to be good for everything around it as well. And nature, this is I guess where the biggest conflict with the conventional product market happens, where the marketplace tries to come up with new products for their own right, whereas nature tends to be very efficient and natural right. solutions tend to solve many problems with one solution.
That's right, and that is a characteristic.
And I like to liken this as a more of a Yes. And I feel like it's on resonance on all levels. If we look at riverbanks that is polluted and birds can't thrive there, we can immediately go back to our thinking and see what is the industrial solution that we can do to clear up the bank and make the birds thrive there better. But what did we do before that? How did nature manage that habitat and that harmony is much deeper rooted, and that means that that encompasses everything from the water flow to climate to micronutrients to how they circulate there and what nutrients they fix in the water and which vegetation grows there and removes them from there and provides habitat for these birds while it's growing, and this same cycle. Although we seem oblivious to it, but it happens on our skin. It happens on every possible level.
Yes,
the atoms need to vibrate a certain way to make molecules that promote our health, and it comes all the way up from there to a level where it actually manifests as our health and beauty, minimum interference is what we feel. Is the best approach. It's meeting the halfway and letting the nature do its job as undisturbed as possible, as undisturbed as we can let, in order to see the results before we try to change anything.
Yes, I totally agree. So we only have about 5 minutes left of the show. So what I'd like you to do is let's pick a product like your oil number one and tell us about the oil and tell us what it's used for so that people can get an idea of the multi-uses of your products.
So for example, our oil number one is basically made from organic coconut oil. And what we do is we have a mix of essential oils that we mix through it, so it smells and feels really great. And basically, we don't just say use this oil for moisturizer. We have a whole list of things that you can do with coconut oil, which people have been doing with coconut oil for years and years and years. So some of them include, apart from being a moisturizer, you can use it as a non-addictive lip balm, you can use it as a makeup remover, a dry scalp massage treatment, hair conditioner for bleached colored or dry hair, massage oil, bath oil, and oil pulling for teeth whitening. So these are just tricks that Tom has used coconut oil for years. And the whole beauty of it is when people ask us, well, how do you know it's worked? How do you know it works? You really put the question back on them. The fact that they're questioning, you know, a product that's been used for decades and decades over, you know, a chemical concoction, you know, made in the last year.
You know, when you were just asking that question, I was thinking, you know, people do say, well, how do you know that these natural things work? But they don't go to the counter, the cosmetics counter at a department store and ask the girl there, how do you know these work? They just think that if a major manufacturer is providing them, they must work. But when it comes to something natural, they question, well, this couldn't possibly work. And that's just backwards to me. I mean, I much more trust that something natural works. I mean, because it's part of life. I just want
to. That's the thing you need to have trust to let the possibility in.
Yes. So I want to ask you quickly, because we've only got about 2 minutes left. One of the things that you said was non-addictive lip balm. Now, I didn't know that lip balm was addictive. And can you just clarify that for me?
Many lip balms that are habitually used happen to contain such chemicals, and when they do so, they actually make our skin kind of our skin is not only a film that protects us. It's a sensing organ that tries to adapt to its surroundings. And when there are petrochemical oils that are from Earth's crust, and they sank in the Earth's crust when we evolved, and they've been there ever since. And once they're pulled out, our skin doesn't know how to deal with them, and it changes. It's like putting a cling wrap, a cling film on, over your sensing organ, and therefore your organ is not doing its job properly. And this is where addictiveness comes in many of this type of moisturizers.
I just realized as you were talking that I've heard that, like, I don't wear lip gloss, so, but I've heard that these lip moisturizers, lip balms and things, that your lips become addicted to, that's why I didn't recognize the term, but it's like once you start using them, you have to continue to use them,
yeah,
or your lips get chapped, whereas, because yeah, they're not actually healing your lips, they're actually drying them out. And so if you don't wear lip balm, even if you just don't wear it,
yeah,
your lips will stay nice and moist because you're not drying them out constantly. And so that now I understand that phrase. Well, anyway, we've only got about 30 seconds left. So thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. And again, their website is realbeauty.life. And remember, they have a Kickstarter campaign. So if you care to help them get these products on the market, please go there and help them with this. And thank you so much. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And if you want to know more, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you want to know more, you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. Be well.